Hi, my name is Jonna.
And my name is Claire.
Together we make something called
Yuck!
And we're not eating Dunkin' Donuts.
We're listening to Dunkin' Donuts.
We're feeling Dunkin' Donuts.
That was JoJo and the Fugitives from Toronto, from the excellent compilation Jamaica Toronto Soul, Funk, and Reggae 1967-75. It's cut off on the sheet that I have. I think it's those years. Anyways, Jamaica to Toronto, this excellent comp that was put together looking at the relationship between Jamaica and Toronto. And that was the song Chips, Chicken, Banana Split. And I send that out to my favorite garbage dad, Joseph, JoJo, in his own right. Happy birthday, JoJo. I'll see you soon. Looking forward to that chips, chicken, and banana split party. You're listening to Dunkin' Donuts here on CITR 101.9 FM. On today's show, a very special treat. We're going to get a phone call from Edmonton, Alberta. And Jessica Gelbert, artist in her own right, is going to be talking about a new record that she's put out as Faith Healer, her project with Rennie Wilson. So that record is coming out next week, and we're going to hear a couple of tracks from that, and we're going to chat all about it. Should be fun. Before that, we're going to hear a few more songs. Courtney Barnett is from Australia. She has a new album out. It's called Sometimes I Sit and Think, and we're going to hear the song Pedestrian at Best. All right, here we go. Thanks for tuning in to CITR 101.9 FM.
I guess. This March 28th at the Biltmore Cabaret, VA Kong with openers Freak Heat Waves. This is a sold-out show, but a limited quantity of tickets may be available at doors. For more info, check on the show's Facebook page. Also from Timber Concert soon, Ghostface Killa this Friday at the Alexander, Arab Music this Saturday at the Electric Owl, and Belle and Sebastian this April 8th at the Vogue. To learn more about Timber Concerts and the shows they are bringing to Vancouver, go online to timberconcerts.com.
Hey there, CITR members. CITR's annual general meeting is this March 30th at the UBC Sub Ballroom. The annual general meeting consists of reports, elections for new community board members, elections for the leaders of next year's student executive, and voting on bylaw changes. It is a super important event for CITR members to attend. We need at least 60 student members present to be able to vote, so please tell your pals. After the annual general meeting, we will have a volunteer appreciation party, celebrating accomplishments throughout the year, giving away prizes, and offering free food. This March 30th at the UBC Sub Ballroom.
Going to cut that a little bit early. That was Freak Heat Waves from their self-titled album. That was the song Nausea. So good. They'll be playing with Viet Cong this Saturday, as you heard in that PSA, and it should be a great show. Tickets at the door, they say. I really hope so for those who don't have a ticket yet. Before Freak Heat Waves, we heard Viet Cong from their cassette from last year. That was the song Oxygen Feed. Before that, we heard Peach Kelly Pop. from the Bloodstains Across Ontario compilation put out by Mammoth Cave Records, who have recently closed up shop, which is really too bad. But that's the way. That's the name of the game in indie Canadian record land. So that was the song Panchito Blues. And Peach Kelly Pop are going to be playing at the Cobalt Friday, April 3rd with the Courtneys and Cult Babies. What a bill. So good. And then at the top, we heard Courtney Barnett from her new album. That was the song Pedestrian at Best. I have one person that's joined me in the station. Ryan, hello.
Hi.
High school intern.
Yes.
Yes. So you're here with us this week and the next 2 weeks.
I am
visiting from sunny White Rock, British Columbia. Excellent. So you're sitting in on the studio, and then just as exciting, Jessica Jalbert is calling from Edmonton, Alberta, to tell us about Faith Healer. Hello, Jessica.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going good, thanks. How are you?
I'm very well. so you're calling during a break at Blackbird Music. That's the record store you work at.
That is, yeah, what I'm doing, basically. Oop, and there goes the Blackbird. Sorry.
Edmonton's premier record store.
Oh, well, thanks.
Yeah, okay. So you have a new band, and you guys are putting out a new record. It's called Cosmic Troubles.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's coming out in a week.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
So you have been recording as a solo artist under your own name for a couple of years, and now you have this new project. What makes this different than the stuff that you were working on before?
Well, essentially only the name. It's still my solo project, but it is, like you said, I'm not going to be performing solo or anything like that. It's full band kind of arrangement.
Right.
I would hope that it's a growth from my last album, just because
sure.
I don't really love my last album, but
okay.
It's still a solo project, so
right.
It's just new name, same shit.
And so it sort of billed as a collaboration between you and Rennie Wilson, but it seems like it's mostly your thing. What is Rennie Wilson's involvement?
His involvement is super heavy, and that's kind of why I don't really know how involved people often are with the producers of their albums, you know, like,
Right.
I don't know if, I this is new territory to me, basically,
Fair
but,
enough. Yeah.
I know that certainly, you know, he recorded the album, it was only the two of us in the room at any point during the recording because we didn't bring in any other musicians or anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
Rennie played in my band, so he knew the songs, and I've recorded with him before. And so, yeah, he produced, engineered, and played on the album, which is quite a lot of involvement.
Right.
So for that reason, I think it seems like it's a duo.
Right. He's like, you're Phil Spector. No,
yeah.
I'm joking. so the name that you chose for this act is Faith Healer. Cosmic Troubles is the name of the album. Very heavy things. What were you trying to convey with the name and the album title?
I think I'm just, you know, it's the only way I really know how to express myself in terms of art stuff is in, you know, that kind of heavy, morose way.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
yeah.
just not a very funny person or anything like that. So I wasn't particularly trying to, you know, put anybody in a mood or a headspace or
okay.
anything like that by naming my album Cosmic Troubles or my band Faith Healer. It's just cool names that mean something to me.
Right. It yeah. felt right. Yeah. And is that your mouth on the cover?
It is, yeah.
Right.
It's my disgusting bottom teeth.
Well, what?
Which I do my best to hide most of the time, but I figured, well, I might as well throw them out there for the world to see. So.
Well, your label mate Jay Arner, when he put out his solo album, it was just his face, and it was sort of as a
yeah.
shy person, he felt that was like, you know, I'm going to do this. I may as well just like put my face out there. So was it a similar sentiment? Like, I've got these teeth that I feel strange about, so I'm just going to make that out there.
Yeah, it's really, I mean, I saw Jay's album too, and I love that album cover. I
mm-hmm.
think really it was just like, you know, what's the thing I feel most insecure about? It's like having photos of me taken. I just I'm not good with it. So
yeah,
it really helped me alleviate the tension to just be like, okay, well, take the most like disgusting photo you can take of me. Like take like the grossest part of my face and let's put it on an album cover. Just because I guess in that way, because it's so gross, it really takes away any of the tension that I might feel like, oh, do I look ugly? Do I look cool? Do I look whatever? You know,
it's right, like, yeah.
Okay, how about I just definitely look ugly and that's cool.
Right. And the previous your solo album, was that like you, it was a similar style where it was a body part and kind of similar contrast and like design.
Yeah, it was kind of the same kind of thing. That was that one came about by fluke, and then the second time around I tried to actually emulate it. So
right.
The first time around it was, you know, I was considering putting a photo of myself on the cover just because I didn't know what else to do. And while somebody was taking these photos of me, I was really uncomfortable, and my kind of comfort move is to like grasp my hands closely to my chest, kind of, you know.
Right.
And so then when I was looking at the pictures, the person who's helping me with the artwork was like, well, what don't you like about this picture? And I'm like, everything except for the hands. So then we just ended up
there
sticking with the hands.
Right.
And that's how it happened, I guess.
Cool. I wanted to ask you a bit about the scene in Edmonton, because it seems very fertile right now. Like I know that you had put some stuff out on Old Ugly Recordings.
Mm-hmm.
And so what are some of the bands in Edmonton that you're really excited about these days?
There's a ton. Like Edmonton, you know, Edmonton's certainly making, you know, its own little waves just by having, you know, like really world-class, like world-renowned acts out there like Mac and Purity Ring and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's also just like so much great stuff happening just right in the city. Off the top of my head, some of my favorite bands, well, the first one that comes to mind is a band called Camembert, but they're now defunct, so I guess it's not a good one. But there's, you know, there's a great garage scene, there's a great like kind of weirdo electronic scene, there's like people making rock and roll, people making punk, people making pop, and it's a really like supportive scene, so I really love it. Some of my favorites right now, gee, it's so hard to pin it down though.
That's fine.
Yeah, there's just so many.
And there's a bit of a like a brain, like it seems like there's a direct line between Edmonton and Montreal, like Sean Nicholas Savage and Rennie Wilson's moved to Montreal, and I went to see Tops a little while ago, and Jenny was playing bass for them. So
yeah,
yeah, it seems like a lot of people are decamping from Montreal.
Yeah, I think that's true. I don't really know if I just assume that like everybody goes to Montreal.
That's true.
That's not so an Edmonton I don't really thing. Know like what yeah. it, what it's like in other cities and with their local scenes, and if they have a lot of kind of expats, I guess, who. Mm-hmm. Only come home at Christmas time or something, but we definitely have, yeah, there's like a really strong contingency of like, you know, Edmonton dudes and gals hanging out in Montreal right now, so. Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask you about another band that you've been in, the Teetahs.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a very different style. It shows some real versatility on your part.
Well, thank you. Teetahs is a really fun band to play in just because we just, you know, it's whatever we want, you know, we just
right.
write dumb songs and we laugh so hard writing them, and then we have a great time playing them, and
right.
people have seemed to really take to it.
Yeah, yeah.
And they, like, when we're playing live, you know, like, it's so fun because we just get to go nuts and people get to go nuts, and, you know, it's basically like a, you know, it's my vacation band, I guess,
right.
Because it's really fun, we don't have to care about it, and yet, you know, people seem to still support us, and it, you know, we're lucky for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Plus I've always wanted, I've made music with Katie Fisher, who's in Teetahs as well, many times over, and she's one of my favorite musicians of all time and one of my favorite people, so it's really fun to be in a band with her.
Awesome. So you're going to do a record release tomorrow night at Wonder Bar in Edmonton?
Sorry.
Oh,
no,
okay.
Actually, tomorrow night is, we're going to be playing, but it's my friend Liam's band Diamond Mind, who's actually releasing their record.
I misread.
So our album comes out this week, but because we won't have our, like the Faith Healer album comes out this week, but because we don't have physical copies due to the, you know, backlog in the
record, store day reissues,
industry, blah, blah, blah.
Truckers.
We won't have them until June, so we're going to hold off doing the party until then.
Oh, okay, okay. And any chance you're going to come out Vancouver way or other touring that you want people to know about?
Yeah, we're going to do, I think this is maybe tentative right now.
Right.
No. This is maybe tentative right now, but we're likely going to be June 30th in Vancouver with Monomist.
Oh, nice.
Another awesome mint band.
Yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah, that's the plan right now. I don't know if it's being solidified, so maybe to keep an eye out. But the plan is, yeah, June.
End of June. Look out for Faith Healer.
Yeah.
Great. So anything else you'd like to add?
Nothing comes to mind, no.
Okay, that's fine. So we're going to listen to a couple tracks, and I'll let you get back to your day. I think we're going to listen to Acid first, the opening track. Anything you want to say about that song?
Well, people laugh at that song. They consider it my straight edge song. I would just like to give the disclaimer that I don't care if anybody does drugs. We all do drugs.
Right.
But it's just a song about drugs, that's all.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay.
Thanks so much, Jessica, and I'll see you at the end of June.
Thank you. Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
All right. That was Rennie Wilson, a remix of a song from his album Sugar Glider from a couple years back. And that was Jay Arner's remix of Lady Pain by Rennie Wilson. A big part of Faith Healer. Before that, we heard another band that he's in with Jessica Gelbert, T-Taz, from their EP Buzzkill. That was the song A Cups. And at the top there, we heard Acid from the new Faith Healer album, Cosmic Troubles. Thanks again, Jessica, for the phone call. That was great. What do you think of that? How was my interviewing skills?
They were okay? Very good.
All right. Thank you, Ryan. I really appreciate that boost of confidence. So we've been chatting about music a bit, getting a sense of what you're interested in. Yeah. And you mentioned one Vancouver band.
Yep.
Called
The Zolas.
The Zolas, yeah. So anything you want to say about The Zolas?
Well, personally, honestly, they're just my favorite band from out here. I can't find a lot of Vancouver local bands I really enjoy, but this one I find really steps out among everyone else.
Right. And you chose this song as a dedication to me, right?
Of course.
Yeah, you're too cool. Compliment taken. Thank you, Ryan. All right. Here's Zolas with You're Too Cool.
My Get ready for the 2015 Metro Vancouver Transportation and Transit Plebiscite. You must be on the provincial voters list to get a vote-by-mail voting package. Register to vote or make sure your voter registration is up to date now at elections.bc.ca/OVR or call 1-800-661-8683. That's 1-800-661-8683. This message is brought to you by Elections BC.
Up Wednesdays 3 to 4.
I mean, I just wanted to do a nice experimental music radio show and maybe throw in some feel when you're talking that anonymous like private body sense in your podcast. I mean, I think I can talk and that's good enough.
I explain music sometimes for things that are not alright.
I just
radio essays and travesties, radio catechisms, half-baked philosophy and criticism, experimental beat music, avant-garde, post-punk, industrial, noise, ad nauseum. Cue it up.
Wednesdays, 3 to 4 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
Yeah. Thank you.